This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Let me just tell you guys the dirty little secret that Washington thinks it can hide from you. Joey Demento is gone. Joey Demento, Joe Biden, he will never disappoint in a public appearance, folks. Think Mr. Magoo meets the man who knew too little, and you understand what you get when you see Joe Biden. Holy cow. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a buzz. Unlike President Trump, who speaks lucidly, he speaks extemporaneously, it doesn't matter how long, he can take sidebar questions, whatever, he's unafraid to face the public. Biden says only what they tell him in his earpiece, and then he mumbles because he's confusing it even when they tell him, and then he looks like he's looking forward to his next nap, like they've rewarded him, saying, hey, look, if you just do this right, Joey, we'll give you a snack and we'll tuck you away. Okay, that'd be great. Okay, whatever. He was at a small business a few days ago. And it's like a hardware store. And the guy, the owner is talking to him, and he's, you know, what we do here is, and the guy is cracking me up. We're the only hardware store that's gone all green. I don't know how you go all green in the hardware store, because some of the products that are made there, well, you know what? They're forced because of, you know, black energy. But anyway, he's going on about how green the hardware store is, and Biden's not even looking at him. He's just kind of standing there with this blank look. And then there are people up on the second floor. He kind of meanders over. And when I say this, I'm not even kidding. He shuffles over and he looks up like, hey, oh, there you are. And then he waves. Hey. And do we have the clip? I don't. Well, it's not much of a clip because you can't. Anyway, he waves at him. And the guy's still talking. And you can tell he's like, well, I'm over here. Hey, hey, Biden, I'm over here. So at the end of it, you know, it was a train wreck. Look, I don't care what people, you can vote any way you want. If you're a Democrat, vote Democrat. If you're an independent, I don't care. But when you vote for somebody who you know is brain damaged, you should be ashamed of yourself. When you cheat to get a guy in who's got brain damage, that's the best you can do. That's the best your party represents. Let me put it this way. The only reason why you would select a demented clown as your president is if you know I'm going to manipulate him. The Democrats should just be forthcoming and say, you know, we chose a clown. First of all, every one of their candidates was a clown. That was the best clown. The press starts asking Biden questions at the end of this thing, and his handlers get agitated. One of them says, come on, press, let's go. We're going to move out. Let's go, you guys. Come on, let's go. That's what happens in the clip. The press is like, come on, press, how dare you ask him questions? Somebody was asking a question about the crisis at the border. They don't want to answer that question. The crisis at the border. I'll get to that later, because I want to talk about this clear strategy to minimize Biden's appearances, to minimize him, to make it appear as though he's too busy for you. He's got the pressing business of the nation as he visits a hardware store. Oh, did I mention that hardware store is all green? God, you know what I'm sick of? I'm sick of gluten. Free. I'm sick of we're going green. I'm sick of we're a humanitarian, you know, in our efforts of business. These are just virtue signaling BS of people that want to get ahead over nothing. For every pair of socks you buy, we give away a pair. In other words, we charge you double so we can give away a pair and act as if we're being magnanimous. They're not being magnanimous. It's become a joke. The left pretends that they care. Oh, we care about the poor. We care about this. We care about that. They don't. Look, if they cared about the poor, they wouldn't put a color on it. I know poor white people. They're poorer than most of the black folks I know. And you know what? I care about them. I care about those poor just as much as I care about brown poor, black poor, all of them. I care about people living in poverty because this nation gives an opportunity for everybody. And we squander it by getting focused on all this nonsense. What color are you? What gender are you? What sexuality are you? Now I can define if it's somebody I want to help. How about we just help those who need it? And those who are willing to work and get back to society the way normal society would work. We all should give back something, a little bit. And you should want to. There should be a spirit of doing it. That used to be the American spirit. Well, thankfully it still is. It just doesn't get applied to 30% of the country who wants to see a demented fool at the helm. But I get it. If Biden represented the best of my party, I'd hide his little monkey butt too, man. It makes sense. But the Democrats cheated. They put him in this role. So now he's got to perform. And as I've said many times, leftists don't take things out to the bitter end. They don't figure out, wait a minute, what happens when we get this demented clown in there? Demented clowns don't make good puppets. They don't know what to say. They don't know how to act. And Biden has been a gaffe machine his entire life. Leading up to the race for the presidency, he was doing it daily. It wasn't like it was a surprise. Well, as I've said, you take a healthy moron, because Biden, healthy, is a moron, and you give him dementia, and you have a first-class gaffe machine that you cannot hide. There's no way. People are noticing it, and they're also noticing his body languages. His body language. He might have more than one. They can interpret it all over the world. Now, you add to this that this guy is now approaching 50 days where he hasn't given a press conference, and I think you get it. Rasmussen polled and said, people, 50% of people said they think they're hiding Biden from us because they're afraid of what would happen if he's actually to speak to us. That's why they won't let him have a press conference. We got a ton to talk about today. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Man, we got a great show. I mean, we try to deliver a great show every day, but some days are better than others in terms of, you know, the quality of content and all that. Now, I'm going to, you know, there are days I feel great and there are days I don't feel as good. And, you know, you got to, you do the best you can. But then there are days where the topic just drives the show, you know. And I'm going to tell you right now, we're in for a target-rich environment of amazing topics because this world is so jacked up. And you're going to need people to make sense of it, and we need all those different perspectives in how we make sense. So welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, where I make as much sense out of this stuff as I can, and I hope I give you enough food for thought that you take those beautiful conservative brains of yours and you put your powers of common sense and logic and reason to use in as it pertains to your truth. And here's the good news about conservatism. You're seeking truth. Good for you, you Christ-following Christian, Judeo-Christian conservatives that are out there looking for answers, real answers to real problems. There's a ton going on. The Meghan Markle's in the news. The Crown responded back to her. Yeah, they finally said something about it. Piers Morgan, he's in the news because of it. I talked about what he said about Meghan Markle. Wow. breaking stuff. And the only reason why, as I told you guys, I don't care about the royals. I care about the lessons we learn from them. See, the queen and the crown, they have to now deal with this racial issue. We talked about it the other day. But now it's also the mental health thing. And, oh, did I mention that a girl who lives in a $14.5 million home, who carries the title of Duchess, even though they don't officially carry it anymore, who's married to a Duke, who came from Hollywood, well, she's a victim. Why? Because she's depressed. She was suicidal at one point. Let me ask you this. Do you think anybody cared about the suicidal nature of the people in lockdown? Do you think they're going to get to interview with Oprah? I mentioned there's a billionaire black chick interviewing a multimillionaire duchess married to a duke, you know, who's heir to the throne of England, royalty. And these two black chicks, one fully black, the other one 25% black, are lamenting the situation in the world. Well, look at this. I mean, it's a horrible world out there for black people. You can't satisfy him. Here's Tucker Carlson talking about a leftist, a millennial, or Gen Zer, whatever, that works for the New York Times. And because it's International Women's Month, are you guys aware of this? After Black History Month comes International Women's Month, because we have to celebrate internet women internationally or international women. I don't know which. I guess if it was just women internationally, it would just be them. But if it's international women, it's all of them. But here's one lamenting, or Tucker Carlson talking about one who's lamenting her job, you know, her role in society because people are attacking her. And here's Tucker talking about her.
The most powerful people claiming to be powerless. Taylor Lorenz, for example, writes for the New York Times. She's at the very top of journalism's repulsive little food chain. Lorenz is far younger than prominent New York Times reporters used to be. She's also much less talented. You'd think Taylor Lorenz would be grateful for the remarkable good luck that she's had. But no, she's not. Just this morning, she tweeted this, quote, "For International Women's Day, please consider supporting women enduring online harassment. It's not an exaggeration to say that the harassment and smear campaign I've had to endure over the past year has destroyed my life." Destroyed her life, really? By most people's standards, Taylor Lorenz would seem to have a pretty good life, one of the best lives in the country, in fact. Lots of people are suffering right now, but no one's suffering quite as much as Taylor Lorenz is suffering. People have criticized her opinions on the internet, and it destroyed her life. Let's pause on this International Women's Day and recognize that. You thought female Uyghurs had it bad. You haven't talked to Taylor Lorenz.
What did he call her? A Uyghur? What? You better get away from it, Tucker. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. What's up, Uyghurs? Oh, man. So, this is just a perfect example. You have this Gen Zer, or whatever they call them, and she's a New York Times writer, probably, I'm going to guess, has a journalism degree from some, you know, poofed up resume from, you know, an Ivy League school. She gets hired as a New York Times writer, in what Tucker Carlson called the repulsive little food chain. You know, she's at the top of the repulsive little food chain. And he says she's lots younger than most writers and a lot less talented. And you know what bugs her? Her online harassment. Oh, my gosh, people are talking smack about me. You know how people wouldn't talk smack about her? If she just reported stuff. But I want to dovetail this into the whole Meghan Markle thing. And I talked about it the other day. I said, it doesn't matter who you are. You cannot satisfy a leftist. Barack Obama's not satisfied. He was president of the United States. He's still out there complaining. Oprah Winfrey's a billionaire. She's complaining. LeBron James is pretty close to being a billionaire, complaining. And oh, by the way, all their lives are lies. Complete lies. Whatever they show you, it's a lie. They don't live the way they talk. Oprah Winfrey talks about lack of privilege. If you lived with Oprah Winfrey and you hung out with her, I guarantee you, you would not see anything that resembled victim. Nothing. You'd have to look for it the way Oprah did when she was in Austria or somewhere. And she says, the lady didn't want to wait on her. This was one of the few women in the world who didn't know who Oprah was, and she waited on her like she was an ordinary woman. And you know what devastated Oprah? Oprah was upset that this woman wasn't fawning all over her. And the woman was like, well, I'm going to need to, you know, to see your credit card or whatever. She was asking her questions you'd ask ordinary people, and Oprah wasn't used to this. And she accused the woman of being a racist. Let's go back to this Taylor Lorenz. Great life. New York Times job, completely unqualified for it. Got there a lot younger, as Tucker said, and a lot less talented. She's got a good life, and it isn't good enough because everybody's not just a completely, oh, you're wonderful, Taylor. You're an amazing person. You know what she's getting used to? Real freaking life where everybody doesn't care about your feelings and emotions and, oh, my gosh, you're so wonderful and all this. And she can't handle it. They're not prepared for it. College doesn't prepare these young adults, supposedly these children, for life. It's the last thing they're prepared for. That's why Meghan Markle, I'm suicidal. And nobody seems to care. The crown didn't care. They don't have to care. You got the money? Go get your counseling. Nobody responded to my needs.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden set to address the American people in his first primetime speech tonight before hitting the road to promote the new COVID-19 relief package. Biden is expected to sign the nearly $2 trillion relief package on Friday before traveling the United States to inform the nation about it. The White House is continuing to defend the Biden administration's immigration policies. Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters it will take time to fix the mess, her words, left behind by the Trump administration. Texas Republican Congressman Troy Neal says the influx of illegal immigrants crossing over into Texas is hurting his state.
The stories that I could share with you today, but we don't have the time, the horrific stories, the number of victims in Fort Bend County that have been victimized by illegals would make a billy goat puke.
USA Radio News. Dr. Anthony Fauci is warning people who want to travel for spring break to be cautious a bit longer amid the coronavirus pandemic. Fauci saying he wants people to have a good time on spring break, but warning not to put their guard down completely. As far as when things will be able to get back to normal, Fauci tells NBC's Today Show,
"Well, I think it's going to be gradual, Savannah, and I think it's really going to start as we get more and more people vaccinated. We know from the president that we're going to have enough vaccine to vaccinate everybody in the country by the end of May. If we really turn on the afterburners and get a lot of people vaccinated, the overwhelming proportion of the population, I think by the time we get into the mid to late summer, early fall, we're going to start seeing a big, big difference."
The number of Americans filing initial jobless claims is coming in lower than expected. The Labor Department reporting 712,000 Americans filing for first-time unemployment benefits last week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
My goodness, what is the left gonna do? It's official. It's official. Homosexuality is a mental disorder. This, according to America's new boss. You do know who America's new boss is, right? China! Qi Pangcheng! That's right. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to it. It's the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Thank you guys for all that you're doing to make us more successful. I truly appreciate you. I hope that you can spread the word to all of your folks. Stop hogging us all to yourself. Let people know. Let them figure out if they want to hang out with us or not. It's okay. We won't take it personally if they decide to do something different. But we hope they will hang out and see what we do. But anyway, back to the subject at hand. LGBTQ, I can hardly wait to see how the LGBTQ go after China on this one. Woo! It's going to be a rumble in the jungle. And of course, they have to duel it out with China's BFF. That would be Joey Captain Demento Biden. Yeah, here's how The Independent reported this story. It said a court in China has agreed with a textbook's description of homosexuality as a mental disorder, upholding a ruling by a lower court. This is not just Kevin Jackson, which I don't really care what they think about homosexuality. I don't really think about the LGBT community other than I think of them as human beings. But I'm just saying, this isn't my ruling. This isn't the conservative movement's ruling. This isn't Donald Trump's ruling. This is China's ruling. The courts in China. The decision of the Sujian Intermediate People's Court in the eastern province of Jiangsu was called random and baseless by some Chinese person whose name I can't pronounce, also known as Gigi, who filed the lawsuit. I'm guessing Gigi may just be, well, as we say, a bit light in the loafers. In 2016, Gigi had discovered a psychology textbook that described being gay as a mental disorder during her studies at the South China Agricultural University in Guangzhou in the Guangdong province. In 1990, the World Health Organization declassified homosexuality as a mental disorder, following which China followed suit and decriminalized homosexuality only 7 years later. Yeah, that, look at how forward-thinking the Chinese were. It only took them 7 years. 2 years later, in 2011, China removed it from its official list of mental disorders. The textbook being used by a number of Chinese universities is the 2013 edition of Mental Health Edition for college students. And they tell you it was published by, and it says, it listed homosexuality under common psychosexual. I had to stop. Common psychosexual disorders. Oh my gosh. Along with cross-dressing and fetishism. Now, here's the deal. Whether you like that definition or not, it's true. Look, I'm not going to get into a discussion about whether I care about it or not, because I don't. But if I'm going to look at it from a natural point of view, you can't survive as a species if homosexuality is the way of the world. Nothing survives. It's just a pure, that's, as Joe Biden and the left would say, that's science, man. It's science. Oh, and by the way, I realize that cross-dressing is sort of a societal thing, but it is a bit weird when you sort of define these male-female roles. And I know, there are 71 genders, Kevin. I get it. But when somebody goes against the norm in those roles, it is very weird. Fetishism, it's weird. Look, people have their fetishes. I like beautiful fingers and feet. I don't like Google feet and look at them. But I'm saying if a woman has, I don't care about dude's feet, but if a woman has beautiful toes, you know, I'm talking about not hammer toe, you know, where it's like corns and, you know, and stuff like that. It's, to me, it's stunning to look at. And here's my thing. I look at people's feet because we, in the black community, I hate to say this, but it's just very true. We grow up not taking very good care of our feet. So when you see pretty feet, people that manicure their feet, they're not jacked up, they've oiled them down. And that, by the way, I'm not even telling you I do that to my feet. Okay. So I'm guilty. My hand is up. But when I see beautiful feet or beautiful hands, I go, wow, there's a person that says, okay, that's a part of me you're going to see quite a bit of. I better take care of it. It's kind of like one of my friends who's a female said, Kevin, she goes, I'll be honest with you. I look at a guy's shoes and I know if I'm going to want to date him or not. I'm like, really? Yeah. She said, look at his shoes. And I remember this was years ago. And I was like, well, why is that? She goes, because if he takes care of his shoes, that's not something you're going to really look at. You'll look at his face. You'll look at his suit, his dress. But you might not look at his shoes. So if you go all the way down, it just shows you the level of detail. We've all probably got some little quirk right like that. But here's my thing about fetish. It isn't like if you have jacked up, I mean, if your hands and feet are jacked up, I probably won't talk to you. But I don't like Google them and go, ooh, feet. Oh my God, look at that big toe. I don't do that. That's when you start getting into these things where you go, boy, that's taking it to the other thing, to another area. Now, you could accuse me and say, well, Kevin, you seem to like women that... Let me just put it this way. I'm going to put it delicately. I'm not really into the A-cup girl. You get what I'm saying? Built like a 10-year-old boy. Nah, you know, straight up and down. I like curves. And I don't want to go Sir Mix-a-Lot on you, but I like big butts, and I cannot lie. So, if you put it all together, we have our propensities. We have the things that we like. You get what I'm saying? But it isn't a fetish. You know, I think a curvy woman is, I like the form of a curvy woman, the Marilyn Monroe, the Jane Mansfields, and many others. But I've dated girls that are built more manly. You know, let me correct that. They're built less feminine. Yeah, let me take that one back before the producers start looking at me funny with their little fetishes. But you get what I'm saying? So, But the Chinese said cross-dressing, fetishism, and homosexuality are common psychosexual disorders. They declared they were disorders. Now, people can argue it one way or the other. I don't really, again, I got no dog in a fight. I don't have any fetishes. I don't cross-dress. I'm not homosexual. But that doesn't make me any better as a human being than the people that have that. I told you guys a story. There's a Mexican restaurant Melissa and I would frequent when we lived in St. Louis. And There was a guy there who was a cross-dresser. He was not trying to be a woman per se, but he was the most gangly cross-dresser you've ever seen. I mean, he wasn't even trying to look attractive, but you could tell he liked, I mean, he just wanted to dress up. And we would strike up a conversation with him. It was weird to me because, you know, this is, and I mean, we're getting into this thing of societal norms and things like that. It's a touchy subject for many, but why can't we discuss it? So I would strike up a conversation and I would talk to, we would talk to this guy like, oh, how you like the food? Oh, I love it. I love it. I come here all the time. I'm like, yeah, we see you. You're impossible to miss. 6'5" in, you know, 3-inch really funky looking heels. I'm not talking about stilettos. Boxy heels and, you know, not very attractive, looking like a woman, and you're a big old dude. And you know, he shaved, but it wasn't like he was covering up his shadow. Does that make sense? I think it does. I think you guys know what I'm talking about. Look like Rosie O'Donnell. You know what I'm saying? So, but China is now saying, okay, we're going back to this. Gigi, 24, and her friends protested in front of the textbook publisher. They argued the book is perpetuating the belief that gay was wrong. And then, in 2017, they filed a case against the publisher asking it to remove the reference, but they lost. So, here's my thing. They lost. Let's all start posting on Facebook that being gay is a mental disorder. And watch the leftist heads blow up. But now that the Chinese have declared the LGBTQ community mental, I mean, they're effectively saying these people are crazy. Fake news outlets and social media giants can't accuse anyone of propagating a myth should they decide to repeat this. So I want to test this theory to see who's really in charge. And I'm willing to bet you can spread this theory without repercussion right now because I believe China is in charge. Hey, Hollywood, is this thing on? What are the Holly weirdos going to say now that homosexuality is officially a mental disorder? It's only a matter of time before the WHO declares the same. Then you can bet Dr. Fauci will follow suit. Will the Muslim world be vindicated and all those other cultures who might accidentally toss gays off of buildings?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I mean, I would note that we are very inclusive in our definition of gender, and we intend to address all sorts of discrimination and, you know, fight for equal rights for people, whether that's LGBTQ plus people, women, girls, men.
I guess I'm a little confused about who all they're including there. We're very inclusive in our definition of gender. All types of, we're going to address all types of discrimination. LGBTQ, women, girls, men. It reminds me of that thing from Blazing Saddles.
I've decided to launch an attack that will reduce Rock Ridge to ashes.
I want rustlers, cutthroats, murderers, bounty hunters, desperados, mugs, pugs, thugs, nitwits, halfwits, dimwits, vipers, snipers, con men, Indian ages, Mexican bandits, muggers, buggerers, bushwhackers, hornswagglers, horse thieves, bull dykes, train robbers, bank robbers, ass kickers, kickers, and Methodists!
And Methodists! The way she ends it with, men! We're going to address all types of discrimination. LGBTQ, women, girls, men! Oh, man, you got to leave it to these leftists. Can you not find the humor in this? People listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. One of my friends was listening to my radio show. He says to me, hey, man, you can sing. You got some chops. Let me tell you, back in the day, I used to be able to really sing. Now my voice, it cracks because I do so much media. I'm going to tell you, I got to cut back. I have a few friends I want to have host the show. We're starting to get into discussions about it. Anyway, look, I want to move on because I want to tell you something else. Because I had a reason for playing that gender thing from the Biden administration, and it's because gender is an important issue in America, isn't it? I mean, holy cow, how did we get along before we understood that we had all these genders? Who knew? I mean, I think about when people came over, escaping oppression and wherever they came from, and they built this great land. Little did they know that, I know, they had to eat, and there was malaria and cholera and these savages known as the people that actually lived here first who were protecting their land from us and all these different things. And we had much more important things to be dealing with besides the forming of a nation and the forming of a government and all that. We had gender issues that we didn't even know about. Can you imagine if the frontiersmen had known what we know now about all this gender stuff, this gender equality, and all these things that we seem to be fixated on? Well, we would have built a much better nation, wouldn't we? Wow. I'm going to leave you to stew on that for a little bit to see. Is he being sarcastic? There are leftists listening to the program going, yeah, well, it would have been great. But is he being sarcastic or I'm not really, okay. Yeah, that's it. Go. Go now. Get out of here. Here's the story. In a bold move from California legislators, stores will now face a fine of $1,000 if they separate boys and girls departments. I know. Bold move. Bold move. Can't have those boys and girls intermingling. And by the way, is it really a boys and girls department if you don't feel that it is? Yeah, I'm. You know what? I got to thank the California legislator who found time to make this bold move in retail. But here's a story from the New York Post. The proposal would require stores, get this, with 500 or more employees to maintain undivided areas of its sales floor for childcare items, kids' clothes, and toys, regardless of whether an item has traditionally been marketed for either girls or boys, according to this legislation. Now, I'm going to stop there and just ask you, my very intellectual audience, explain to me what this is meant to do. Do you know, or do I need to finish reading this? Because I'm going, okay, so first of all, the store has to have 500 or more employees. So that takes away a lot of stores. And they want undivided areas of it to maintain undivided areas of its sales floor for child care items, kids' clothes, and toys, regardless of whether it has been marked for either boys or girls. So they will have fines if they separate these items. They now have to make it one size fits all. Everybody goes to the same area or they get fined. I want to just explain it because I think there's somebody out there who can make me understand this. So here's what they say. Online, any California businesses selling child care items, children's clothing, or toys would have to, quote, dedicate a section of the internet website for the sale of those items and articles that is titled, at the discretion of the retailer, kids, unisex, gender neutral, according to this bill. Or you get fined. Yeah. Evan Lowe, chairman of the California LGBT Caucus, co-authored the bill with Christina Garcia, California Women's Caucus. Lowe commented to the Sacramento Bee. By the way, when I saw this article, I swear, I thought this was one of these, what's that bee? The bee that writes the spoof stories? I thought that was him. I thought it was a spoof. Anyway, he goes on, he says, as much as I'd like to think of this as watershed legislation, this is something the industry is already doing. We're just trying to catch up. So this is for the LGBT community. See, because they don't want little boys to feel like little boys and little girls to feel like little girls. They want us, all the little boys and girls, to feel like they're gender fluid. They can be whatever they want. By the way, they spell fluid P-H-U-L-I-D. I don't know if you know that's what's going on in the lexicon, but they it's even spelling fluid. But they want to be gender fluid. But he says that we're just playing catch up. And I said, catch up to what? What are we playing catch up to? I do a lot of shopping. I haven't seen these practices put into place, these ideas. When I take my kids to Burlington or Target, we still separate ourselves to go to the prospective departments. And I think that's what most people do. My editor says, she says, I send my sons into the boys section. I send my daughter to the daughter section. Or to the daughters, to the girls section. Did I say son section? She sends her sons to the boys section. And her daughter to the girls section. Yeah. How backwards thinking is that? Boys, go over there and go to the boys section. And girls, you go over there. I told you guys in my experience when I was in New York or somewhere with my family. And we went into Gucci. My son wanted to go look at Gucci. So we go in there, and this very gender fluid thing came up to us and took us in. And he had to wait because they had to let you in with a certain number of people. So we go in, and my son wanted to look at Gucci shoes. So he's looking at them, having a good time. And the guy, I look over, and there's these sort of they look like women's clothes, but there were guy models, you know, mannequins. And I was like, what's up with this? Oh, that's our new line. I'm so proud of that. You know, it's a line that either men or women can wear. And he was explaining it in this very gay way. Oh, I know. Don't get me all mixed up, right? The gay Gestapo will come after me. Well, welcome to the party. But anyway, he's explaining this very, you know, oh, it's a wonderful thing that guys and girls can wear the same thing. And I'm like, really? Okay, well, not for me, but okay. If that's the way you feel. Cool. But he got lit up, man, when he was explaining that. Oh, there you go. But here's the thing. So here's it says, merging departments and removing labels is a way that they think is going to help kids, especially as schools reopen from COVID lockdowns, removing, quote, stigma and promoting a positive experience. This is meant to be a positive experience. He likened the bill to several new California laws that prohibit retailers from marking up items marketed to women, mandating the corporations appoint women to their boards of directors, and establishing gender-neutral bathrooms. That's our agenda. Those are our California values, and that's our agenda, Lowe said. Values. So now, you know, separate sections by gender is a sinister plot by retailers to, I don't know what, reinforce gender roles? Gender-based ideas and, you know, folks, I want you to understand how much under attack. They call this value-based when it's a lack of value. It's a lack of value of your born gender, what they call cisgender, which is a heterophobic term, as we've determined already. Just when you think the world can't get any wackier, folks, leftists throw another monkey wrench.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.